Welcome back to Farm Talk. Muse and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Cruising through a Tuesday. I already kind of feel that 4th of July holiday kind of looming off of the distance. Oh, my goodness. And it's great. It's fantastic. Does not make it very conducive for Farm Talk, though, because a lot of people are trying to get stuff done or getting ready to maybe do something fun during the 4th of July. We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to start things off up in Pizik here in a minute with Darren Cadlick. And then we're going to travel to Illinois. Bill Gross, who founded Farm Rescue, is going to join us at 2:09. Bill Moore, we're going to talk to him from Illinois. He's going to talk about the markets. And then we're going to go back up to Pembina County and visit with Madeline Smith, who is the county extension agent up there. But let's talk to our friend Darren Cadlick again, who farms in Pizik. You're actually in Walsh County, right, Darren?
Yep, South Central Walsh County.
Yeah, so earlier this spring, actually, you were nice enough to join me for our spring planting tour. And if memory serves, you actually got in okay, I think. Did you have a little bit of a later start to the spring?
The initial planting season started, I think it was, May 6th? We lightly got going, May 7th, somewhere in there. We got a small shower that weekend. And then the middle of the following week, so call it the 12th, I think, ballpark, and then it was straight through till we finished.
Okay.
So it was, biggest thing was, you know, a little bit of shelter belts, had snow and things like that, and we waited for some of that. In hindsight, we should have partitioned out those fields, and we kind of lost the seed bet on, you know, 80% of the field waiting to, you know, farm a full quarter, I guess, corner to corner.
And you had a pile of snow, right? I mean, there was no reason to believe that we weren't going to get any rain for a while. We kept having blizzard after blizzard.
I think that's, you know, safe to say. And the other thing is we kind of went from the ice box to the furnace. You know, we had a run of, you know, upper 80-degree days, low 90s, just, you know, in a constant wind and a very intense sunshine. So, you know, a couple cases in my own case, I was struggling with stand. And then thankfully, you know, June 8th, somewhere in there, June 8th to the 10th, we got a little bit of a shower, half inch ballpark, give or take, you know, some a little bit more, some a little bit less. But over the course of those 2 or 3 days, solidly, you know, a half inch. And that's what made things happen, because I had a fair amount of, seed laying in dry dirt.
Oh, man.
You know, I was spraying canola. Well, it is what it is. I mean, it's, you know, what could you have changed differently? And you're thinking through it. And I know the fields I put a chisel plow in last fall, those fields, it didn't matter if we put a land roller and a packer in front of the air seeder, we were going to struggle to get stand. And you know, if we did a high-speed disc last fall, we didn't seem to struggle near as much. You know, it was kind of a unique set of circumstances.
Well, and part of the reason I was on your trail today is because you're one of the growers that I know that was pretty close to the St. Thomas area that got dumped on with 9 inches of rain. Not everybody got that, and which I guess you could say is fortunate, because I don't even know what they're doing with nine and a half inches of rain. But you still got a good chunk of rain from this last system. What, you got 2-3 inches of rain in your neck of the woods over the weekend? Is that fair to say? Or,
you know, yeah, starting with that system, I don't know, was it Thursday? You know, so let's say we got 3/10 or whatever it was out of that. And then Saturday into Sunday, it started raining Saturday at roughly, 1:30? And it was wrapped up Sunday morning and all of it soaked in. So call it 2.1 to 2.7, over the course of those days. And it, like I said, you know, every drop soaked in. It came in the evening and it worked its way into the profile.
You actually had a gentle, I don't want to say gentle rain, but if you're going to get 2 inches of rain, you got it the way you probably want it. It just kind of accumulated.
Yeah. Sometimes you go to the restaurant, and order a whole bunch of food and 5 sides and something's not quite right. And yeah, we got lucky. I'll just say that.
So the 2+ inches of rain that you got, does that get you square, or are you still going to need some more rain in the near future?
I mean, we're gonna need moisture throughout the growing season. I mean, it's June 27th, but for now it'll definitely carry us for a little while. But, you know, July 10th, I suppose we're going to need another shot. I mean, with the way the crops we have right now growing in this county, you know, first 20 days of August and July are pretty
are pretty
important stretches. You know, the wheat, I mean, I'll say this about the wheat. The wheat got hurt. That 98 on the Tuesday, that was, with that wind, that was not good for the wheat crop.
Yeah, that's basically stunted, I would imagine, as well, as far as the
yeah, short, kind of it's short. It kind of skipped the stage from tillering to jointing. It didn't spend a lot of days in the tillering phase.
Right.
So I'm guessing head size is going to be a little small.
Okay.
It just wasn't wheat. It's just not going to be wheat here.
Okay. Tell me about your soybeans. How are they doing?
Soybeans look pretty good. I got a field that was planted early, and I mean, that's just starting to, you're just starting to see a blossom here and there, a bloom. I'm in some stuff right now that was, May 12th. These look all right. So anything, you know, call it before May 15th, planted before May 15th, struggled a little bit less with stand than stuff was probably planted May 18th, give or take, 17th. It just seemed like there was kind of a break in there.
Okay.
But, you know, they're going to be fine. They're coming. They're filling in. I think we're going to be fine as long as the rains, you know. I guess here, if we start getting rain the 25th to the 30th of July on a soybean crop and, you know, nail that 20, 25 days from the 25th of July to the 20th of August, that's kind of when our bean crop is made. But this one's going to fill out now with that 2 inches of rain, and we'll start canopying up and shading things out.
I just get the mode of getting that rain finally, that 2 inches, and things just like ready to explode. It's just been so dry.
This
it needed
is
that
true.
Moisture.
And not only, I was looking at the lawn Saturday afternoon, and it looked tough. And by Sunday evening, it was starting to get a color of green to it. And, you know, not only that, it's good for everything, but it was just that rain was kind of good for the soul. Everybody just needed to cleanse everything away and, you know, take some of the worry and stress out of the operation and just kind of enjoy that Sunday if you could.
How high is the corn up in your neck of the woods?
The earliest planted corn, I would call it chest high, but I'm not exactly the tallest person in the world, but that would be, you know, that would be about the tallest.
Okay.
So, you know, 40 to 45 inches, but now it's May 6th. I think that was planted, but the majority would be mid-thigh waist, somewhere in there. Call it 24 to 36 inches ballpark. That would be a lot of the corn.
We need to change the old adage of knee-high corn by the fourth then for you guys. We're like way
side. Well, let's not get carried away, because it wasn't that many years ago where we were struggling to we were looking for the shortest guy in the bar that one time to see if we could get it up above his calf.
That's awesome. Canola, did you have some issues with canola this year, or do you raise canola? I'm trying to remember my conversation.
I planted canola in 2012, and then I started planting it again last year. Last year was, you know, generally relatively an easy canola year for me anyway. This year, I got three flushes of canola out there. The initial stand, a second stand from around June 8th, and now after we got this 2 inches of rain, I got another flush coming. So somewhere in there, you know, I don't know. We'll figure it out, I guess.
Oh, sure. Weeds and the insects.
So some is bolting, just starting to bloom, and some is just emerging.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, weeds,
but
insects.
But I don't have a lot of canola, so we got time to figure that out later.
Right. Last thing there, weeds, insects, any problems there? Or anything out of the norm, I guess I should say?
Weeds, yeah, I wish when I was spraying some of this stuff, environmental conditions would have been a little bit better. I specifically in the edible beans, the first pass through the edible beans, I struggled. It didn't matter how much water or coverage we had or what. It just some of those weeds struggled to die, and you know our soil applied didn't get rained in properly.
Okay.
So it's second pass is basically completed through them. I did a lot of them yesterday. So.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully there's not a third included in that one.
Yeah, Darren Cadillac again. I appreciate your time. Any final word to the your fellow growers out there? Any words of advice or pearls of wisdom?
Stay safe, enjoy the sunshine, and best of luck.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. We'll check in with you again later in the growing season, but I hope you keep getting rain and doing what you need to do.
Be well. Thanks.
All right, thank you.